Welcome to Hello Universe, a podcast about spirituality in our everyday lives. We're your co-hosts, Kylie and Eva.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hi, everybody. Inside. Everyone's stuck inside, hopefully being safe, but also maybe hopefully listening to this podcast as you're taking a lovely walk outside somewhere.
Yeah, or like laying on your floor with your legs up the wall, chilling out. Legs up the wall being a yoga pose. I mean,
yeah.
Just for context, people who aren't yogis are like, what the hell is she talking about? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you guys to listen to today's episode.
Yeah, honestly, I had no idea what to expect, but it is such a beautiful podcast filled with wisdom. I actually learned a lot, and I think our guest today, Ashley Wood, I mean, you'll have to listen to kind of get a sense of what I mean, but I feel fired up after having talked to her. I feel like I'm more equipped, I think, to show up in this time the way that I want to. So, and I hope that this podcast will also help all y'all listeners leave feeling that way as well.
Yeah, same. I mean, I've been, she's actually the woman who gave me my first Akashic record reading, which sort of is part one of the steps on this long journey. So it was really, really a treat to get to talk to her about her practice and about her journey. I know you guys are all gonna just get a lot of just like a warm energy for me came out of that.
Yeah.
Before we get to that interview though, we do have a few sort of top of the show things that we wanted to share with you guys, mm-hmm. which is a reminder, first of all, to join our brand new, already hopping Facebook group called Hello Universe community. It's already so much fun. We've had a lot of like really lovely conversation in just a week. So please join us there to continue the conversation from the show. And
yep. And the second thing I want to promote actually is my 4-week meditation and coaching program. So y'all, I am very excited about this program. I've had a lot of clients come to me actually since all this COVID stuff has happened and just been like, I'm so happy that I have been doing this work with you. I feel like it's really prepared me for this time, or things like normally I would be going nuts during this time, either because I had to be by myself and I didn't know how to handle that, or because, I would have been really anxious, but because of the work that we've been doing, I think they all feel really supported and equipped to sort of move through this in a calmer, more peaceful way. And so sometimes I can kind of beat around the bush about offering my programs, but I just feel really strongly about this. I feel really proud of the work that I've been doing with my clients. So I'm offering a $100 discount for this 4-week one-on-one coaching program. And so there's just a little bit of background. There's some focus on meditation. Yes, that's a tool that we use, but also what you're really getting out of it is the 4 coaching calls where we're going to work on your mindset to help you feel like move you through your fears so that you can feel confident and safe and in alignment and like develop your intuition. So you're getting a whole lot out of it. You get a lot of one-on-one support. And if now is the time where you're feeling called to do inner work, actually, yeah, that's another theme that came up in our episode today, which is why I think I feel so motivated to share my program, is that like now is a really beautiful time to do inner work. And I think this program is really suited for that. So if you're interested, I offer free 45-minute consults. You can sign up on my website. You can find me on Instagram. And that's it.
Awesome. Everybody, if you're thinking if you're thinking that sounds nice, the answer is yes, you should do that. So you can, for personal experience, she's really good at what she does.
Yay.
I also have something that I'm super excited to share with you guys. it's technically supposed to have expired by the time that this episode goes live, but I'm going to extend it by one extra day so that you all have a chance. Which is, if any of you have had a reading of any sort or some kind of energy healing, it can be this really beautiful experience. Sometimes you cry, you feel like, yes, I'm so connected. I feel like this is everything I need to hear. And then you wake up the next morning and you're like, what the hell do I do with all of that? Anyone have this experience? Integrate that. How do I understand what just happened? So here's what I'm going to do. You would like to book, we're calling a new moon special. It's a reading, a 50-minute Akashic Records reading. And then you get 24 hours of Voxer support, which is like a walkie-talkie app where you can send me all of your questions when you're like, okay, that was great. What do I do with that information? Or how do I process how I'm feeling or what's come up for me? So for 24 hours, you can pepper me with all of your questions or thoughts, or maybe you just need to like share the story of what's happening for you. And like no one in your life is really into witchy woo stuff. I'm your girl. And so I'm really excited about this. So 50 minute reading, 24 hours of walkie talkie support to sort of integrate and process. And all that is $111.
I love that. That sounds like a great, great deal.
Yeah. I'm really excited. And so technically it goes till the end of March, but you're listening to this on April 1st. So, so it goes till April 1st for you guys. And if any of you are listening to this, like well into the future, you can DM me and we'll figure something out.
Great. Yeah. And I have to say personally, like as someone who uses the Voxer app as well, this walkie talkie thing, it is like such a helpful gift right now in the age of Corona. I'm just going to keep calling this the age of COVID, the age of Corona, but that's what we need. We need connection. And it's like, it's giving you the support that you need when you need it. So
yeah,
sign up y'all if you're interested. The other things we got going on are, well, as you know, you can always find me, Eva, at Instagram at Bad Bitch Living. And we also have our Instagram podcast account, which is Hello Universe Pod. I always forget. And also if you like the show, please share it with your loved ones, subscribe, rate, review. That's super helpful. And also, what about you, Kylie? Where can they find
you? And then I'm at Akasha Grace on Instagram, and you can follow me there. And also on Facebook, I'm just Kylie Ann. You can find me via the Facebook group. And I've also been doing like live Oracle card readings, because why the hell not? We're all stuck at home. So if you find me on Facebook, you can get free readings that way too.
Awesome. All right. So how about, do you want to introduce Ashley and just give a little bit about, say so, a little bit about her?
Ashley Wood is the founder of Align Within. She's the host of the Line podcast, and she's an international Akashic Records reader. And as Eva already mentioned, she just is someone who is so warm and so fired up in a really beautiful and grounding way about this moment that we're all living through. And I find her podcast always really affirming. And so her on our podcast was just like all of my favorite things together. And I think that you guys are really going to get a lot out of just the way that she shares the messages she's receiving and how she's navigating this time and how she's choosing to show up for herself and her community. So please enjoy this beautiful episode.
Do you feel like you're undergoing a transformation and are seeking some guidance and affirmation along the way? Do you want support on strengthening your own intuition and trusting the messages that you're receiving? And are you seeking to strengthen your connection to your highest self and your soul's wisdom? Connecting to your Akashic records through a reading can provide support for all of this. When you get a reading, I say a short prayer to open your records and channel through the wisdom that you most need to hear. And you have the chance to ask direct questions and receive support and love for those issues that you return to again and again with worry or fear. There is a deep energetic healing that happens when we connect to our own Akashic records, and the ripple effects of a reading have lasting impact for our own spiritual journey and in our lives. My April calendar is now available, and you can book your Akashic Records reading directly at akashicgrace.org.
Eva, you want to throw out our first question that we always ask?
Yes. So as you guys know, the first question is, what does spirituality mean to you and how does it show up in your everyday life?
Spirituality to me is awareness, and I believe that this is the new paradigm of spirituality, is taking that self-awareness back. And I teach that we receive messages through an energetic line through our body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it is connecting into that awareness of the messages that you're receiving and the awareness of who you are on your journey every single day, just connecting into that awareness. When you're aware of yourself on a micro level, you're aware of your actions on a macro level. And then you become more attuned to these messages and taking action on them. You see how your awareness of self and your self-growth impacts the world in a very beautiful and positive way. And that is new paradigm spirituality, age of Aquarius spirituality. Like, spirituality is self-awareness and really, really, really connecting to self as opposed to the outside of you.
Oh my goodness. I love that so much. I think that's going to really connect a lot with the work that you do, which is like reading the records, because I actually think it's really, so I'm not very familiar with the records, or, and Kylie has read the records for me a couple of times, but to me, I guess I always thought of it as downloading messages almost from outside of yourself. But I hear you saying that it actually isn't from outside of yourself. It's actually a deep connection with yourself.
Oh yes, there's nothing outside of yourself. You, the highest, your highest self is your guide. The way that I read the records is the way that it has been taught to me, which it was taught to me through the Pinnacle, who are Pleiadian energy. That's who I channel in the records. The Pleiades, I think it's said both ways. The Pleiades are a star cluster in our solar system that you can see with your eye, no matter where you are on the planet, I think, at certain parts of the year. It's just like northeast of Orion. Orion's belt is a small little star cluster called, also called the Seven Sisters, and it is 444.2 light years away. So it's very far, but you can see it. And this is where the Akashic Records are stored, like the energy of the Akashic Records, the history of your soul and everyone else's soul on the planet. This is where that energy is stored. And so when I'm reading the Akashic Records, yes, I'm connecting up to the Pleiades where this information is. It's like direct line to the main library and receiving that information. But when I'm reading for a client more and more and more recently, and this has only started really happening in 2020, this shift when I'm actually able to see this, like with my eyes when I'm reading for people, it is their highest self that comes and sits down beside them and feeds them these messages. This is their highest self that is connected into this information. We are multidimensional beings. We are existing in our highest dimension, our lowest dimension, and everywhere in between. And as we move through 2020, we are experiencing what I call MD moments, but multidimensional moments where we're like, hey, that's deja vu. Hey, what's going on here? What? Why do I feel like I'm like tripping out here? It's because we are really, really, really slipping into a deeper understanding of our energetic body, our energetic self. So when I am reading the Akashic Records for someone else, I am connecting into the Pinnacle, who are the energies that I channel from the Pleiades, who allow me to access this information. It's almost like they're the gatekeepers, like they help me receive this information. I've also been, when I learned the Akashic Records by way of Dr. Linda Howe, she called them the Lords of the Records. And there are many different names for this. They've come through to me as the Pinnacle from the Pleiades. So they're like feeding this information to me, but it is my highest self who is receiving it. And when I'm reading for someone else, it is their highest self that is sharing it with me. So it was communicated to me in my records that my purpose in this life is to modernize the Akashic Records, to make them more accessible. And I believe that now more than ever, the voice of that is that it's coming from you, because you can connect into yourself. This is a very modern 5G fast approach at connecting to your soul history, is it's running through you all the time. And whether you're actually using the prayer to access the records or you're connecting into one of these messages that flows through the line within you that is also connected up to the Pleiades where your Akashic Records are, it's like this filing system in your body, you are receiving that guidance from your highest self. It is you, 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 you. So yes, there are external energies that are supporting you, but you're the one who's connecting to it.
I think too, I love everything you just said. I think one of the things that's really interesting for me, and I'd be curious to know your experience, is to underscore that, like the physical energy that I feel when I'm reading my own records or if I'm reading for somebody else, I feel it in my heart. It's like this warm, soft, beautiful, it's like the feeling I get when I rock my kids to sleep. It's the same energy, but I can just feel it physically inside me, in my heart. And I'm curious to know, it occurred to me as I was thinking about this podcast, I was like, huh, I wonder how she experiences it, because we, you know, everyone's experience is a little bit different. But so I was curious, when you're connecting to the records, is there a physicality to it? And if so, what is it like?
I don't feel it in my heart.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I believe that every single person reads differently. And yeah, when I read for other people, it's different for every single person, because I feel like I'm entering their home. I'm entering their energy. And when you walk into someone's house, it's going to feel different. Like even if it's exactly the same decorated as the next person, the energy in the home is different. So when I'm reading for myself, it feels very calming. It can feel very, very different based on where my energy is. I don't really spend a lot of time in my records, my personal, like for myself personally, maybe like 2-3 minutes at a time here and there. I've only done maybe 2.5 years longer readings for myself. The most recent one being one of the most transformational readings I've ever done, because I actually traveled to the Pleiades and I felt as though I've never done like plant medicine, ayahuasca. I don't know what that feels like, but based on what people have told me what it feels like, I felt like I was experiencing a physical high. Like I felt like I was levitating. It was so, there are no words to describe how I felt in that reading. When I'm reading for other people, very often when I'm saying the prayer, my head is very tingly because the energy comes from above, from the highest realm, which is the Pleiades. It comes through our crown chakra, through our body, and then into the earth beneath our feet. That's where the messages are activated, and then they come back up into our body. So when I'm saying the prayer and I'm activating that gate, my head will tingle. I often feel the physical pain of others. So when I'm reading for someone and as soon as I open the records, if they're feeling nervous and they have like tight jaw, my jaw will just hurt so much, or my head will hurt, or I'll have digestive, like I feel their physical pain so that I'm able to find the cause of it. And I've been doing more and more stuff around the body, the physical body, medical information, like the podcast that I'm recording for my show on Monday is the healing energetics of this time and of coronavirus. Everything has a polarity. So there's healing, people are getting sick, but then you can also heal from chronic disease right now. And so more and more and more in readings, I'm feeling physical sensations in the body of pain. But then I also can feel love, especially if I'm reading for a mother about her child or about a child in a past life, or if a baby comes through that has that has been miscarried or aborted or whatever, my heart will just expand and I'll have tears down my face because I'm feeling their emotion, but also my own. So it's different, honestly, in every single reading. And sometimes I feel nothing. Sometimes it's just like no sensation at all. And I'm here just as a conduit, messages coming through. But yeah, it's different every time.
Okay. I have a million questions. Okay, for someone who isn't familiar with the records, and I still don't know if I understand. Because I want to ask for the audience member who I think might also be curious. Okay. Where do I even start? One, I want to know how you got started. And I think that might lay down some context, I think, for the work that you do. But also, sure. I think what I'm trying to understand is, if you don't often channel for yourself, on your Instagram, do you mean that you channel for, individuals, but also sometimes you'll channel for like a collective, just like, the collective humanity?
The answer for this question ties into the first one in that I was born with heightened energetic gifts. I'm receiving constantly. It doesn't shut off. So I don't have to go into the records to receive. I am receiving as I speak all the time.
So what does that mean? What do you mean by receiving?
Receiving guidance that is way higher than me, that I'll say stuff and I have no idea where it even came from, and it will add up to truth.
Yeah.
The other day on my Instagram, I was lying in my daughter's bed and I just heard, I've been hearing this since January. I shared it on the podcast in February, but it's got very clear now that we're in the time of COVID-19. It came through that this is going to happen for 2 years. There's going to be waves of it, that there's waves of it because change takes time, and that we need to respect that process and understand that this just keeps happening until the changes actually stick on a micro level and on a macro level. But also that it clears up in Canada by June, July, maybe North America. And then the second wave comes back in the fall. It came through to me that when the weather is warm, you go outside. When the leaves turn, you go back inside. So I shared this on Instagram. And then I got a message from a medical researcher who said, how do you know this? And I was like, it just comes through. I don't know how I know this. Like, it just comes through. And she's like, we're researching this right now. She showed me her graphs. She's like, this is not public knowledge. You have nailed this and I am amazed. So when I say that I was born with the ability to just receive rapidly, it is coming through me all the time. But the thing is, it's coming through everybody all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just in this life very, very open. very open. And this does not make me better nor worse than anyone else. When we all step into our purpose and into our reason for being here, we all shine and we all support each other and we like all complement each other. But how I got started in this work, again, I was born with these gifts, and this is a long story that I'll tell very quickly. And then if you want to ask more about it.
No, but yeah, Kylie and I love origin stories. So,
okay. Yeah. So the first time I realized that I have gifts that are different from other people that I was around, like in my daily life, was when I was 19 years old. And I had a dream that I was walking down this street in my parents' hometown, like my hometown where I grew up, and this man was walking beside me. And he, I remember looking around and seeing all the colors. It was like Technicolor. It was like really, really bright, like brighter than we see, which is amazing because it's now that the Pinnacle, who I channel, say that our new paradigm, our eyes are going to change where we see color brighter. This is what I saw in my dream. This is what I saw in my dream. And this man is walking beside me. And he said, June 4th, 1942, tell her I'm sorry. And so I was like, okay. And then there was this bee buzzing around my head. And he's like, don't swat the bee or you have to leave this place. And I woke up eventually and I had this date and this message and this man that came to me that I didn't know. And I went to my grandma's house the next day and told this to her. She got very emotional. And she said, that was the date of my father's funeral. And my brother took everything from me that he had left for me in the will. Mm-hmm. I had never met her brother. So I had traveled in my dream to a dimension, a different dimension, and met up with her brother who gave a message. It's very interesting to me because she was also very gifted that it didn't come to her, but I think it came through to me so that I could see it and experience it. So then through my 20s, that was when I was 19, through my 20s, I would have a lot of different dreams of like premonitions of things that were going to happen, people getting sick or beautiful things happening or little things like my friend winning a tickets to Beyonce and then the next day it happening on the radio and like just little things like this. And it didn't really get strong until I got pregnant. And I know this happens for a lot of women when they carry a soul in their body. It's like it merges and there can be a major activation. And that happened to me. I remember when I was 3 months pregnant, I had a dream where I gave birth to my daughter and she came out with like big eyes, brown hair, and started talking to me and told me the time she died in her most previous life, the year, how old she was, how it happened, and that she had been waiting for our family, that she had chose us and she was so excited to join our family. And I woke up knowing like, wow, I'm having a girl. I know exactly how this will play out. So that's what I really started to think, okay, there's something with past lives and other dimensions and I don't even know what I'm doing here, but there's something. And it continued to unfold the more that I surrendered. And we are in a state of panic right now. I say we collectively, a lot of people are out of work. A lot of people are like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to feed my kids? When I got pregnant at about 4 or 5 months, I told my employers and I lost my job. Like they told me, you don't have a job to go back to.
Because you were pregnant?
To come back to after you have your child. They just decided to not fund the contract anymore. I guess it was a very convenient way to dissolve the position. It's going to be gone for a while. So there was a week or two of panic, of talking to lawyers, of trying to figure out how to fight this, right? Mm-hmm. Like we go into the fight or flight, the survival. When I got to the other side of panic, which we all do at our own time, should we allow the process to happen? I surrendered. And the more I surrendered, the more I connected to these messages coming through, the more I connected to the guidance that I was receiving, the more I connected to just so, so much. All of a sudden, I was seeing angels with my eyes open. That had never happened to me before. I was seeing guides. I was getting, it was just like, it was like I was living a movie almost. It was just like bonkers bananas after my daughter was born, the stuff that was happening. And then I got the message one day, start a podcast. And I was like, oh, I've never thought of that before. I had an Instagram account for food, like for vegan food. I had a blog. And then I have this husband who has like, at that point, it was like 12 or 13 years of audio engineering experience. I'm like, well, this makes sense. Why did I never think of this? What? So I started the podcast thinking that it was going to be about wellness and vegan food and stuff. And then episode 2 was called Things I Have to Tell You. This podcast is no longer available to listen to. I took it down. But it just all came out. Like, I just shared my entire story of what I've been able to do from the time I was a child. And I was very nervous to do this, but after sharing the story, the podcast totally shifted and went to more of a spiritual approach. I met a woman through another guest. I was asking the people I had on the show, who should I have on? Because the whole spiritual realm was brand new to me. I didn't even know who to contact. This was in 2018, where Instagram was even different. 2018, like, yeah. Know who to look up.
Yeah.
And it's so different now. It's like, it's so mainstream. Even it was back then too, but I feel like even then it was different. Mm-hmm. And so I met a different woman through another guest who shared with me about the Akashic Records. And she's like, I just feel like you could do this. I feel like it'll change your life. And we all have these little teachers and guides that are placed in our path that give us these little nuggets of information. So that day I went out and I bought the book, How to Read the Akashic Records by Dr. Linda Howe. I read half the book slowly, because I was like, whoa, my life is going to change. Like, I just felt it. So I was reading it very, very slowly. And one day on April 1st of 2018, I went in my records for the first time. I felt really invited, really called to do it. And I have explained it as transformational as giving birth. Like, I was like, my life is never, ever, 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 ever going to be the same again. I launched my practice 2 months later on June the 6th, I believe, of 2018. And since then, I have read for hundreds and hundreds of people around the world. And my husband and I have started a company, Align Within, where we teach how to activate and receive messages from your Align Within. And that's the whole story, I guess, with a lot missing in between, but how I got here.
We may have a little guest joining our podcast in a moment. Some of the time. We'll see what he's up to. But
is it Desi or Birdie?
Oh, Desi.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and he's like popping his head in, which is interesting. Actually, I'm going to take that as a sign, because I had 2 questions to ask you and I was deciding which one to pick. So I'm going to go with the motherhood one. Take Desi's opening the door as a sign. So I think you likened opening the records to being as transformational as giving birth. And you talked about kind of pregnancy speeding up this process. And for me, I have felt like, hi, sweet Desi, mama's on the video right now.
This has been happening so much, I think, across America, just like,
yeah, this is a perfect COVID-19 story. So for me, thank you. You can have that carrot. Sure. You know what? Let's just let Dada know that you're up here, because I bet he wants to hang out.
Say hi to Eva and Ashley.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Desi.
So, Mama,
I'm
going to ask Ashley a question, then I'll put myself on mute and let you answer it. So here's my question for you is, for me, motherhood has been such a crucible for my spiritual growth and process. I will eat that in a second. And it has, like, the ways in which it has been emotionally challenging, the ways in which I dealt with postpartum grief and whatnot, like, I had the response, I felt like, to lean into it and be transformed, or to stay in this place of fear. And in choosing to lean into it, it's just been like a on this fast track, right, of opening up spiritually. And I'm curious to know, for you, how I feel like I hear you saying hints of this same similar idea. And so I'm curious to know, for you, how motherhood has impacted your own experience of, like, growing spiritually and connecting to your own inner knowing.
Oh my goodness, how has it not, like, how has it not? The Pinnacle always share with me that everything I have is because of our daughter, because she taught me how to surrender. Like, she did. And she taught me how to stop trying to control and to stop living in a place of distraction. If you want to lessen in presence, it's becoming a parent. You can't, like, and I mean, I don't want to say that, because some people don't want to become parents, and that's completely, like, honor and respect your path. Like, really, really do. I don't want to have another child, and some people don't know what to do with that information, that I choose to have one child. It's like, honor and respect your path. But up until her, I did not understand surrender. And I also thought that the word accept was failure. Like I thought accept equals mm-hmm. failure.
Yeah.
Accept equals just being, mm-hmm. just accept. It's like letting go, surrendering. And that is absolutely necessary for any type of spiritual practice, because bringing it back to self-awareness, if you're aware of yourself, never, ever letting go, never, ever releasing control, always trying to control things, you like, it's like your energy is living outside of your physical body and your physical body is hollow. You know, it's like mm-hmm. that there's that connection isn't there. I also went through a very dark time of postpartum anxiety for the first 7 months of my motherhood. Was very challenging for me. On the outside, it looked totally fine. Like I was fit and putting everything together and working and blogging and going out and everything was fine. On the inside, I could barely breathe sometimes. And even just receiving treatment for that and like allowing myself a different approach to something that I actually at that time couldn't heal holistically. It just wasn't working. And I had tried everything that you could think of as breast. Like I was like eating like a bag of ashwagandha a week practically. That didn't work. What are you talking about? I'm so anxious. This is not working.
Yeah.
There was an element of surrender there that was so important. But also, I felt a lot of it come back in a very different way. But it all, like the anxiety, which is just energy, I don't want to say just as in downplaying it, but it's energy, come back in December of 2019. And I went back on the medication as support for a couple of weeks. And during that time, I received from the Pinnacle that this is an energetic, like it's energy flowing through your body, but it's a frequency shift. It's a frequency upgrade. And again, should you allow yourself to surrender to it and the process to move through and to happen, you come out the other side transformed. It's when you're kicking and screaming in survival mode and resisting it that opportunity to transform looks different. And so I think that everybody, when you carry a baby or go through massive change in your life, you go through an energetic transmission, like your whole frequency changes. And it's how you move through that will affect mm-hmm. your understanding of it, but also your experience through it and after it.
Yeah. Oh God. I love everything you're saying. My personal experience. So you just met my son who's 3. And then I have a little girl who just turned 1 last week. And when my daughter was born, who is like I can, she's so intuitive. It's amazing. I can already see it. My son also has loads of gifts, but they're just different anyway. And both of them came to me in a dream before they were born. But when my daughter was like 6 weeks old, so all this happened in a 2 week period where she got a really high fever. And so when a newborn gets a high fever, they bring you into the hospital. So we ended up having to spend the weekend in the hospital and she was totally fine, but like it was obviously very traumatic and they had to like give her an IV. So she had to go to the hospital. That was a very intense experience. I opened the records for the first time. I went on postpartum medication and acknowledged a like deeply buried piece of trauma from my background that I had been ignoring, but like knowingly ignoring for a very long time. And all of that happened in a 2 week period. And it was so, which one I think is just really interesting. But one of the things that I took away from that is it's so clear to me that in accepting the medication and accepting and allowing and surrendering and allowing myself to have support, like the universe literally cracked open for me. Mm-hmm. Right. And that was this huge, yeah.
I was going to say, like, you receive the guidance from your highest self, which is where the records are coming from. We receive guidance from our highest self all the time. Do we listen or not?
Right.
And that guidance will not always look the way that we think is how we should take action. And then when you take that action from the highest self, it always provides relief. Always, always. Even if it's pushing you so far out of your comfort zone, you're like, oh, I feel so, I don't want to do this. But wait a sec, the other option worse. Like this is still providing me with relief. That's where you receive from your highest self. And that complete, it can change your life. It does change your life. As soon as you connect with that frequency and take those messages from your highest self, you become in alignment with that. And then you become to be that and act in that.
Yeah, I do think it is a lot about surrender though. And I think that's so beautiful. What I think is so fascinating about this is, so I work with my clients a lot on meditation, but actually a really big important part of meditation, I think, is also about growing your intuition. Because what happens is when you get still and when you get quiet, that's when you can sort of hear your inner knowing the most. That's the language that I tend to use. And so I just find this interesting because everything that you're saying to me makes complete sense, because I think I've had experiences of inner knowing. I've had clients, you know, have experience of inner knowing, what they might call it something else, intuition, self-trust, their gut instinct or whatever. But I think, like, I'm wondering if there are a lot of people out there who, yeah, are very consider themselves intuitive, or even like my partner, he's super intuitive. He's always trusting his gut, but he would never say that he's connecting to his higher self, because maybe he doesn't even have that understanding of that concept, but he like lives in a world where he's just like, I'm going to do this because I feel like it feels right. And I'm like, that's amazing to me, because I'm very analytical. And so the only way that I can get in touch with my higher self is like, I have to cultivate stillness in my life. And then I do feel like I get these like downloads or wisdom of what I need to do. So I think what I'm trying to say is, I wonder if people in the world are operating this way, but not maybe knowing that.
Oh, 100%.
Different language. Yeah. For how they're 100%. Doing it.
The line that is running through you that you're receiving messages from is either your gut instinct, downloads, intuition, guidance, inner knowing. All of this is language. These are just words that are in the English language that we've applied to this energy that is running through us, that guides us, that every single person on the planet has, like everyone has. And so it doesn't matter the words that you use. And really what you're doing when you get quiet is you're clearing distraction. And so you don't even have to call it like surrendering or connecting to the highest self or line activations or any of the language that we use. You say clearing distraction. In our workshop, Clear the Line, we go through like, okay, have you taken care of all your bill payments? Like, where do you have anxiety that you don't need? Where can you tie up loose ends? What does your home look like? What does your fridge look like? Do you have stuff laying all over the floor? Literally clear your physical distractions so that you can find that quiet peace and solitude within. The Pinnacle have shared that this time of quarantine, we're being taught how to be comfortable in silence if we allow that to happen. They said, we have taken away as many distractions as we possibly can. Now it's your turn. Are you going to distract yourself through this time and numb yourself out as much as you possibly can until you can return back to your way of living without actually taking the very, very potent lessons that are being given to us right now? Or are you actually going to adjust and change the way that you're living so that you can have more quiet space and receive more connection to self? Because this is a spiritual revolution right now. Like, so many people are becoming more aware of this frequency and knowing that there is more than meets the eye.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a wonderful segue into talking more about like what the heck is going on now. Yeah. Can you speak more on that? I mean, even at the beginning, before we started recording, you were talking about, do you remember, guys, what it was that you were saying?
I don't know.
We were so in the moment, and now we're so in this moment that we've completely.
I think something about receiving messages. Oh, and how now is a time to show up unfiltered.
There's a lot happening right now. We are, as I said, going through a spiritual revolution. We see parts of the world where old religion comes from, where the Vatican is, where the old world is. We see that crumbling. The Pinnacle have shared with me that the people who are passing from this, it's devastating. And it's heavy, and we've all felt the heaviness of this. We've had to reschedule this podcast because one night we couldn't stop crying.
True story.
True story. The people who are passing from this are souls that are clearing the opening the door for an elevated consciousness for us. They're changing our planet. And it's like a massive, massive job to come into this life with that purpose of clearing the way for us. And the Pinnacle said, shift your fear on yourself to gratitude and compassion for these people, because they're doing a massive service right now. And see this, see the energy of this, and give your utmost respect to this. Everything in the physical realm has a polarity. There is the illness that is sweeping across the globe right now, but there is also the polarity, the other side of an opportunity for healing. And it has come through that if we all, especially those with chronic illness, disease, suffering, look at their life right now, like take this time of solitude and stillness and quiet and look at their life and look back at the times where they feel like their energy has felt like they're crumpling up like a piece of paper, like where they feel like they have to go within, where they feel like they're putting someone ahead of themselves or they're not speaking their truth or they're putting shackles around themselves. Look back at those times, heal those times, and that energy will be freed from your body and you will heal. They said like the times when Jesus was able to miraculously heal people, that energy is shining down on the planet right now. Last week, people saw rainbows everywhere. I put it on my Instagram about rainbows, and it is amazing how many people are seeing rainbows. Like, this is coming to us right now, this healing power, and this is how we elevate our consciousness. The Pinnacle said the trapped souls are being freed. That's trapped energy within. That is being freed if you allow it to happen. This is a two-year process. In 2022, the world looks very different. They said people have a deeper connection to themselves and to their loved ones. Skin is glowing, health is thriving, should you allow it to happen.
So, I mean, So I think my next question is, what does that mean for people who are listening? Should you allow it to happen? What does that look like? Do the inner work, yeah.
Do the inner work. They're asking us to sit in silence right now, to sit in ourselves. We're not even able to go to work. We're not able to go to bars. We're not able to go to restaurants. You're not able to congregate in groups. Mm-hmm. You have to be alone. Allow yourself to be alone and take time to connect to yourself and take time to connect to your energy and look back at these times in your life and do that healing. Ask those questions, connect to yourself, have that self-awareness. That is what spirituality is. Connect to your line, connect to your line within. You have all these messages flowing through you at all times. You have this resource, this filing cabinet of information. Connect to this and use this.
Yeah. So beautiful.
I have a question for you. So yes. I think one of the things that I think is interesting, so I've been following your work for a while. And so it's been really cool just to watch your evolution and
it's
the way in which, I mean, you've always clearly been yourself, but there's one of the things I admire about you. I was so excited to have you on the show is you speak with so much honesty and vulnerability and authenticity about some things that I think a lot of people are interested in and invested in and think, well, I can't let anybody know. Right. And, at the top of the show, talking about like the Pleiadians and the star cluster and people call it the seven sisters and all.
Or even just like someone you mentioned, how someone said they listened to your podcast, a friend jokingly asked, like, are you high? Right. Anyway. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And so I think that I think as part of this experience of sort of like, I've been calling it like kind of spiritual expansion, right? That I think we're connecting to things that for a long time we've been told to discredit or that aren't real, right? The real is the spreadsheet, is money, is the physical things that we can touch. And so our intuition and these messages we're receiving, that we can't trust them, they're wrong, et cetera, et cetera. We're crazy for believing them. And so I think a lot of us are having to shed that baggage and learning to not only listen to the messages that we receive in our own inner knowing, but learn how to trust it and then learn how to speak it without fear.
And without apology.
And so as someone who I think does this quite well, I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit about what your journey has been to be to this point.
Yeah. And I'll just add to that, just more, I think like in a sentence, I feel like, do you ever feel self-conscious or was there ever a point when you felt self-conscious about your experiences?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, of course everyone does. That's a human emotion. Mm-hmm. I felt conscious the other day when I got a message from someone who tore me apart from saying that I am not afraid of getting sick from this. And I had said that I would travel, which a couple of weeks ago, we were all still traveling. And then I wasn't afraid of it and just tore me right apart and said I was spiritual bypassing this and that. People take their anger out on me all the time, but not all the time, but what we are triggered by is a mirror to ourselves of our own inner hurt and our own inner discomfort. And so I have to work really hard at not taking that and keeping it. It's not mine. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm subconscious sometimes. Of course, like I used to call it like the Sunday night butterflies in my tummy before I would hit publish on a podcast, because I'd be like, oh my goodness, what am I even putting out in the world?
Oh, that's so beautiful. Do you know what I mean, though? That's such a wonderful thing, I think, for, I hope everyone in our audience to hear, which is that it's the simple message that we all kind of know, but it's just like, just do what you love. You can't care about what other people think. Like, true courage and vulnerability is like doing something that you don't have the control to the outcome. You just got to be real. That's so beautiful.
And I trust the guidance. I work as a servant to this guidance. I understand my purpose. But Kylie, what you were mentioning, this is the old world crumbling of old world religion is you follow one person. We've been taught from the time that we were children, babies, in fact, to look to someone else for guidance. We parent very alternatively. We let our daughter guide herself through pretty much everything. I mean, she's even changed her name from what we named her. We don't want her to think that she has to look to someone else for guidance and for answers. We're like, listen to yourself within. We're told to find mentors. We're told to find certain words that are around the spiritual community, people to look at for inspiration. This is old paradigm guidance that is wrapped up in old world religion, where you look to the leader for information and for answers. This is what's crumbling. New world spirituality is listening to yourself and honoring yourself. It's always been there. It has always been there. And every single person on this planet, if you want to use the word intuitive, is intuitive, because everyone has this energetic line running through them and every single person is receiving this guidance. It depends on how you've been shamed for it or hurt for it, either in this life or past lives, how you will move through it in this life. And I have had many past lives where I've been killed, burned, hurt, isolated. And I've had to work through that a lot in this life, like a lot in this life. This is all real. This is all as real as money is real, because money is an energetic. Systems are energetic. Everything, like, we are seeing a merge. We don't have to pick one side or the other. We're seeing a merge of the non-physical realms and the physical realm merging together. That's the future. And how I have moved through this is from the time I was a kid, it hasn't been about how do I say this, but more so about how do I not say this? Mm. I've had a hard time in my life not speaking and not sharing. It's like there's fire in me that has to come out all the time as a result. And I think this is also based on past lives and everything. I have accepted and become comfortable with the fact that I don't get close to a lot of people, as in, like, a lot of people don't want to be close to me. They like keep me at a distance, but relationships are very different. I have a husband, I have family, I have friends, but it's different. Mm-hmm. My purpose in this life is so, so different. Like it's to lead, to share, to stand and speak, to write. And I have just completely honored this. Did I fight it for a while? Of course I did. Did I not share about this for a long time? Of course. I said that in my first podcast, Manifest This, episode 2, is when I actually publicly talked about this for the first time. That was in 2018, only 2 years ago. Up until then, most of my friends didn't even know about this. I was nervous to put it out there, but at the time also, I was like, I only have so much energy, and what I'm choosing to put it out into is healing myself from my postpartum anxiety and struggles and everything. And my family, that's where I'm putting my energy. If that doesn't align with anyone who listens to this, then that's fine. It was Julie Pyatt, who is, I don't even know her. I think she has something called Water Tiger or something. Her husband is Rich Roll. He's a lot more well-known, but she is too. She said on my podcast, my first podcast, she was a guest, and she said a line that completely inspired me and has stuck with me. Again, we have these teachers who, they are a mirror back to us, reminding us of something that's already inside of us that may be buried. And then we hear it and we're like, right, I knew that. Thank you. I needed that. She came on my show and she said, what I share will only be received by those who are on the same vibration, or like those who have a vibration that matches it, or those who are on the same frequency or something like that. Anyone else who's different won't receive it, and that's okay. And that's how I've seen it, like almost like in a graph or like a cardiogram, like energy. And like, I'm speaking here. If you're up here, you may not get it. If you're down there, you may not get it. That's fine. You may throw shade at me. You may get angry at me. That's fine. We're just not in the same wavelength, and that's fine. And seeing it completely neutrally, that really, really helps me.
Oh my God. I am so I have all the feels right now. I think everything that you're saying is so beautiful. I'm very moved, I think is how I feel. Yeah, because I think, well, I think I'm on the same wavelength as you is what, I, is what I'm saying.
You're on my frequency.
Yeah, I'm on the, we're on the same frequency. Because so much of what you're saying, I think, is also just resonating with so much of what I've been feeling myself. And also, when I started working, I didn't intentionally mean to work with women, but now just, you know, the people who I attract just happen to be women. And so much of our work is that, like, spiritual practice, I think what can be really dangerous about is, yes, exactly what you're saying. We look to other people. And even some of my clients will be like, oh, thank you. Like, you helped me do this. But I'm like, but really, I think our work is to help you understand your own power and your own connection. And it's never coming from outside of you. It can never come from outside of you. And I love seeing people experience that very profound experience of being like, you know, that it's just you, and that you are all powerful, and that it doesn't ever, I think, like, a really important spiritual work is when I can show people that's like, I'm not doing anything. It's really just all you.
But you are. Because it's the mirror. And I've learned this in my readings, that when I channel for someone else, anything I remember back was a message for me as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time you show up with someone, there's a mirror. And if they say something that inspires you, mm-hmm. it's because it's a deep remembering within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're doing the same as you. It's like when we heal ourselves and honor ourselves and listen to ourselves, we're inspiring others to do that because they see it in themselves and remember it within themselves. It's like dominoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not one is the leader and not one is the end. It like goes around in circles.
Right.
And so by showing up and honoring your messages that you're receiving, honoring mm-hmm. that guidance you're receiving, which is your highest self, which is your energy, which is your soul, which is your energetic body. It's like the, if we could like pull out these like rods outside of our body, it's that.
Yeah.
That is you showing up in your purpose. And
yeah.
I used to say, oh, I'm just a conduit. I'm just letting this come through me. That's all. No.
Yeah. I don't actually think that's what I mean. Like, I don't feel that. I do know my part in it, and it does feel like a partnership. But I think what's powerful is this idea that I think people hire coaches because they feel like they need someone else to come in and fix them. And
they might at some point. Like, they might. You might need that support.
And yeah, but I think the work that's been the most powerful has been when women are like, I'm just tapping into my own internal wisdom. And I've had these answers like all along. That's what I hear people say. It's like, oh, I've had these answers all along. And then they start to trust themselves and really listen to themselves. And and then that my hope is that when they leave our time together, that they feel well-equipped to be able to do this work. It's inner work on their own, not necessarily having to rely on an outside source is what I mean. Though, of course, outside sources are great too, because I've had many, many, many teachers show up and help me.
Yeah, it's like every single person we meet is a teacher, because they're all teaching, allowing us to receive that reflection back. It's like, you're teaching me right now, I'm teaching you right now, but there's a mirror that's up, that I'm really looking at myself and you're looking at yourself and you're hearing yourself interpret these messages. It's like, even when we choose coaches and we choose teachers and we choose leaders and we choose anything, at the end of the day, you are the one who is still choosing to take action on that or not. Like, you can never give your authority to someone else, because you still have that decision to take action on that or not. You still have that decision to listen. It's like, it's you making every single choice. You have to own that energy. You have to own that power.
Yeah.
I had an interesting message that came through myself in the records recently about hiring a coach. And the answer was basically, which I just think is affirming this, which was like, you can do it on your own. You don't need a coach. You might get there faster if you hire a coach, right? So if that's important to you, and then again, they were like, but also time doesn't exist the way you think it does, so you can kind of chill. But I think the other thing that I'm thinking about as you guys are talking is that I think so much of all of this work is actually about finding and staying in balance, which is that we are both, like, you know, in the work that you do, for example, Eva, you are, on the one hand, you are an important point in the journey for people, the way that you hold a mirror, the way that you help them find the tools within themselves. And also, you're just the conduit. And both are true simultaneously. And I feel like that notion of balance is true for anything. I mean, what you were talking about parenting, right? That like you let your daughter like be the leader, and also you find the ways to build the safe container in, for her to figure out what that means, right? And mm-hmm. and I just think that in some ways that is such an integral part to this journey, is finding what our own balance is. And we tip in and out of it all the time, and then we kind of just have to find the way to tip back into it. I'm mindful, I feel like we could talk forever. I'm mindful yeah. of time. And so I want to ask you our sort of concluding question that we always ask at the end of each show.
Sure.
Which is, what is something that's bringing you joy right now?
Oh, springtime. Spring. It snowed this morning where I live. And so I live in Winnipeg, Canada. For anyone listening, it is winter here for a long time. But it's also spring here. And just literally watching the season change, with this energetic season changing as well. Like, it's just grounding me. I know anyone who is self-isolating or in quarantine right now, going outside and just being is so nice. And also living more unfiltered, like really just living in the moment and seeing that happening everywhere, it just feels like such a real space right now. And of course I have very high boundaries up about who I allow myself to see and what I allow myself to receive, but it just feels like such an awakening time right now. And I'm excited for what is to come, because when things go down, they always go up. And so I'm excited to see what's on the other side of this.
Yeah.
Not crying anymore, not canceling podcasts and crying anymore. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited. Also, if you need to, it's all okay, right? Yes,
it's all okay. When I went through 2 full days of not feeling like crying, I was like, okay, I'm really good. Okay. Felt really excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well then, Eva, what's bringing you joy?
Oh, goodness. This is a cheat answer. Because it doesn't feel like one thing. I really think it's just the overall sensation of gratitude, because I really do think that this situation narrows our focus in life to see what's beautiful, like how there's so many beautiful things. It's just so interesting. Yeah. Now that life has gotten more simple, in fact, it's able for me to experience a depth of gratitude for the simple things. And that's, I just feel incredibly, I can say that though, because I am like very aware of my own privilege. Like, I have my own space, but I also have a partner who has his own space. So I can have alone time and also have companionship. I have nature right behind me. The weather is beautiful. Like, I am just freaking, I just feel blessed out of this world right now, because I don't know. I just every day I just, I'm like thanking the universe for all these like life supporting me. That's really how I feel right now. And it's funny because, you know, I kind of felt that before all of this COVID stuff, but now I feel it very intensely. Like, God, I am just really thankful for all the fortunate things I have in my life.
Me too.
Yeah. And what about you, Kylie?
You know, I feel so grateful for this time with my kids. You know, I have a 9-to-5 job, and I, you know, for a long time was commuting at least half the time, and I could just feel, I had a lot of grief, and I spent a lot of time feeling anxious and sad about time that I was spending not with my kids. And I'm really, really, really grateful to be locked in the house with them. Because it's something that I've honestly asked for and hoped for in so many ways. And the first week was tricky because my husband and I were trying to figure out how we get what we need to done for work and how we show up for our kids. And obviously we were managing our own emotions, which were intense. And now that I feel like we've found a little bit of a balance, it's really sweet. Like, you know, I take my work now knows, like, well, everyone's schedule is what it is. And so I take my kids outside for a long time in the morning and we do craft projects, and then it's my turn to work and I show up for work and I just crank through my work. I'm super focused because maybe I only have 4 hours to get a full day's worth of work in, right? So instead of fiddling around on Facebook or whatever else for hours, I just show up and really present with my work, and then I'm done, and then I get more time with my family, and I just am so grateful for it. And it's been just delightful to watch my son being such a goober, and like, I just feel like I'm learning new things from him all the time. And my daughter is just like, she's at that age where she just smiles all the time. Like, everything is just great. She's one, you know, she's like, I don't know. I'm not being super articulate, but you can probably just feel the energy in the way that I'm fresh. But it's just, and it's like, it's the thing that I said I wanted for so, so long. And here it is. And I am really grateful for it. So. Fine.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
my husband actually said, he's like, this is going to teach us how we can work differently and how we don't have to have, like he said, the way that 9 to 5 and all of that originally started is the sun rises and then it sets, and so everything has to get done in this time. So then there's 9 to 5 and store hours and schools around that, so that children are looked after and taught while their parents are at work. And it's like, this is teaching us that we can live so different and we can have all these connections and we can work done at different times. And it doesn't matter because everyone is connected digitally anyway. And we can just have so much more freedom in our lives than we ever knew. And then the planet benefits and the greenhouse gases go down and like the world is cleaner. And it's just so nice.
Yeah. So Kylie and I were just saying that on our last episode, is like the pieces have fallen apart. Like, let's not put them back together the same way. Like, let's put them back together differently. And let's hope we can do that. But that's going to have to also happen on an individual level.
Yeah.
All right. So this was so incredibly beautiful. do you have anything you'd like to plug right now, Ashley? Anything that you're working on, or tell us where we can find you on all the things?
Sure. Well, we just released a Earth Line Activation Spring Equinox mini workshop that everyone can check out. It's at a very fair price point. It's only $39, and it walks you through our line activations, which I didn't even talk about, but they are our line activations in our workshops are like guided meditations or deep, deep, deep. I call them like dimension traveling within. And I wrote this one about receiving that infinite growth, that light from Mother Earth. We saw Australia grow back so quickly after the bushfires, and we have that light within us. We can infinitely grow right now collectively as a planet. So we have that offering out. So absolutely check it out. I teach a course, How to Read the Akashic Records with the Pinnacle, and that one is being completely redone, and a section on how to build your business as an Akashic Record reader is launching in early April. So watch that. On Instagram, I am at ALNWithin. We, of course, have all of our other workshops and stuff too, and you can check that out on our website, which is ALNWithin.com. We have the podcast is The Line Podcast, and our Facebook main group is Align Within Soul Circle on Facebook. And there are people from all around the world there. And we just recently created these Soul Circle cities, which you can find your own circle in your city to make offline connections with like-minded people within our
community. I love that.
Yeah. That's and there so are, I think there's about 50 cities now in 9 or 10 countries around the world, like all over the US, Canada, Scandinavia, different European countries. There's like 5 or 6 groups or 5 or 6 circles in Australia. The Philippines, like they're all over the place. And once we're allowed out of our houses again and it's safe to go outside, these circles are intended for people to connect face to face and talk about the work, talk about the pinnacle, talk about the line, talk about their messages. So you can find all of that on our website, alnwithin.com. That'll connect you to the podcast, Instagram, all the workshops. And that's where you can find me and my husband, but me, I'm the one who talks.
That's beautiful. That's amazing. Okay. That's wonderful. So
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for providing this space to share and for allowing me to connect with your community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we're so appreciative of your guidance and your sharing your experience.
Absolutely. All right.
Take care, everyone.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.